Chapter 4. The Letter. After Mr. Utterson and Inspector Newcomen parted, Mr. Utterson went to visit Dr. Jekyll. Poole opened the door and Mr. Utterson went into the house. But instead of taking him to the library, like he usually did, Poole took Mr. Utterson to Dr. Jekyll's laboratory on the other side of the courtyard. It was Mr. Utterson's first time in the laboratory, and he looked at everything with curiosity. Dr. Jekyll was interested in chemistry, and the laboratory was full of tables with chemical apparatus and instruments on them. On the floor were many big boxes. From the laboratory, Poole took Mr. Utterson upstairs to Dr. Jekyll's room. It was a big room with cupboards full of chemicals, an oval mirror in the corner, and Dr. Jekyll's desk. The three windows were closed and had a view of the courtyard. There was a fire in the fireplace and a lamp on the table beside it. Dr. Jekyll was sitting in an armchair near the fire. He looked very ill. He did not get up when Utterson came in and welcomed him in a strange voice. Poole left the room.
"Do you know what happened last night?" asked Mr. Utterson. "Do you know that Hyde murdered Sir Danvers Carew?"
"Yes," answered Dr. Jekyll. "The newspaper boys were shouting the news in the square. I heard them from my dining room."
"Carew was my client," said Utterson. "And you're my client, too. I want to know what is happening. Are you hiding, Hyde?"
"Utterson," cried Dr. Jekyll, "I promise that I will never meet him again. I am finished with him. He does not want my help. He isn't a danger to us any more, and you will never hear of him again."
The lawyer listened, but he was not happy. He did not like his friend's strange manner.
"I hope you're right," he said, "but perhaps there will be a trial. If someone mentions your connection to Hyde, that will be terrible for you."
"I'm sure that he won't return," answered Dr. Jekyll. "I can't tell you why, but I'm sure. However, there is one thing I want to ask you. I received a letter from him today, and I don't know what to do with it. Must I give it to the police? Can I give it to you? I know that I can trust you."
Mr. Utterson thought for a few moments. "Let me see the letter," he said finally. Jekyll gave Utterson the letter, and the lawyer looked at it carefully. The handwriting was a bit strange. "I thank you for your friendship and generosity. I won't be a danger to you any more. I've got a way to escape."
"Have you got the envelope?" Utterson asked.
"I burned it," answered Dr. Jekyll, "but there weren't any clues on it. There wasn't a postmark because a messenger brought it to the door."
"Can I take the letter with me and think about it?" asked Utterson.
"Certainly," answered Dr. Jekyll. "Decide what to do with it. I don't know what to think any more."
"One more question," continued Utterson. "Did Hyde tell you what to write in your will?"
Dr. Jekyll closed his mouth tightly for a moment. "Yes," he answered very quietly.
"I knew it," said Utterson. "He planned to murder you. You escaped."
"Oh, Utterson," exclaimed Dr. Jekyll, "it's more than an escape. I learned a lesson, a terrible lesson." And he covered his face with his hands. As he left the house, Utterson stopped to talk to Poole.
"A messenger brought a letter today," Mr. Utterson said. "What did he look like?"
"There weren't any messengers today, sir," Poole answered. "Only a few things came by post, and there wasn't anything important."
Mr. Utterson walked along the street very worried.
"Obviously, the messenger came to the laboratory door," he thought. "Or perhaps somebody wrote the letter in the room. I need advice."
Soon afterwards, Mr. Utterson arrived home and invited Mr. Guest, his head clerk, to come to his house. Mr. Utterson kept very few secrets from Mr. Guest, and trusted him completely. Mr. Guest knew Dr. Jekyll. He knew Paul, and probably knew about Mr. Hyde's presence in the house too. Mr. Guest also knew a lot about handwriting. "The murder of Sir Danvers is a terrible thing," began Mr. Utterson.
"Yes," said Mr. Guest. "Everybody is talking about it. Of course, the murderer Hyde was mad."
"I want to ask your opinion about that," said Mr. Utterson. "I've got something to show you. It's a letter in Hyde's handwriting. Here you are."
"No, sir," Mr. Guest said, looking at the letter. "This is not the handwriting of a mad person, but it is strange."
At that moment, a servant entered with a note.
"That's from Dr. Jekyll, isn't it, sir?" asked Mr. Guest. "I recognise the handwriting. Is it private?"
"It's from Jekyll, but it's not private," answered Mr. Utterson. "It's only an invitation to dinner. Do you want to see it?"
"Yes, please," answered Mr. Guest.
He put the letter and the note on the table and compared them.
"Thank you, sir,"
he said finally, as he gave the letter and the note to Mr. Utterson.
"This is very interesting."
Mr. Utterson was worried, but he tried to hide his feelings.
"Why did you compare them, Guest?" he asked.
"Well, sir," Guest answered, "the handwriting in the letter and the note is almost identical, only the angle is different."
"That's strange," said Mr. Utterson, trying to hide his shock.
"I must ask you, Guest, please don't speak of these notes to anyone." "No, sir," said Mr. Guest. "I understand."
Soon afterwards, Mr. Guest went home. Mr. Utterson put the letter in the drawer of his desk and locked it.
"What does this mean?" he thought. "Why are the letter and the invitation to dinner in the same handwriting? Is Henry Jekyll writing letters for a murderer?" He was very frightened.